I guess it's a little bit of both. It's me being comfortable with the system, more comfortable in my second year playing in this league, and just being confident and knowing that what I practice is going to translate to the field. But you get to a point. They call it the rookie wall. I mean, it hits everybody, and looking back on it, it's a terrible thing. But overcoming that and coming into your second year, you feel good about what offenses are doing. You learn how to take the knowledge that the coaches give you and apply it to games, and just practice better. You know what to expect, and everything comes faster.
Definitely. I mean, because that's coming out of college. I mean, that's mainly what I depended on, just making plays. I mean, we call a play, but I mean, had freedom to do a little bit extra. I think it was going to be the same way, but in last year's defense, you played your role. I mean, you're not expected to make every play. And realizing that, I think it's what calmed me down and got me to speed up my thinking and play fast on the field.
I don't remember what point in the season, but it's just a grind. You really don't want to wake up. You're like, dang. You know, we got to go practice. We got to do this. We got to do that. But then, at the end of the day, you realize why you start playing this game. You start playing this game because it was fun. And then, at that point, you're starting to question that. But moving past that, you know, it's back to what it is. It's a childhood game. I mean, you enjoy playing it. Definitely. I mean, he's a guy that likes to perfect his craft. I mean, if it's pass rushing, if it's his drops. He wants to be the best that he can be, and you can see him on the field. If he's late or something happens, you know, he knows it, and he knows it at that point that he didn't do what he wanted to do. But he's the guy that's going to go on the next play and improve it.